Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you stayed with me. It's just you and me. I got something I want to talk about. You know, this controversy over the pat downs and the full body scanner and all that. I wanted to relate to you something that happened to me recently. I don't think I've talked about this yet. I may have mentioned it with some other guests. But I want to tell you what happened to me. I was in line in Houston, Texas, at the Bush Airport there in Houston, Texas, and their line was fairly long, and it was kind of narrow. You couldn't really see where we were going to lead up to the screening process, and in a minute someone said, "This line over here is open." And I looked over there, and right beside me was a little opening in the ropes there, and so the guy in front of me could have turned left, and he didn't. And the guy was a pilot, by the way. I got the feeling he was like maybe deadheading or something. He was in line with the rest of us, and I noticed he didn't turn to go to the other opening because clearly there were plenty of room over there. So I thought, well, you know, I wonder why he's not doing that. But I'm going to go. So I went around him. It would have been his turn to have moved ahead of me, but he didn't. And so I went around him and went on over. Well, let me stop for a second. If you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet. That's what gamblers will tell you. If you don't know who the fish is, if you don't know who the mark is in a poker game, you're the mark. Well, I wound up feeling like the mullet because I was the only person in that line who went over to this other line that was fairly empty. And I didn't realize why those other people didn't follow me. They were looking farther ahead than I was. They were apparently smarter than I was. So I get over there and I put my stuff in the line it's rolling along. And I look up and there is this body scanner on the other side of the machine. And I said, okay, I guess I'm going to find out what this body scanning thing's all about. So they tell me to take my belt off. I'd already taken my shoes off. They tell me to take my belt off. I'm going through this, folks, so you'll understand the experience that you'll have if you have to go through this. I'd already taken my shoes off. They said, take your belt off. I said, but it's not a metal belt. They said, I don't care. You have to take it off. And they said, what do you have in your pockets? I said, well, I have my key fob and I have my money clip. And they said, okay, put your fob here. Hold your money clip over your head. And that's all they said to me. So I go through and they did the body scan thing. And I come out on the other side and a guy says to me, what's in your pockets? And I said, what do you mean? He said, you have something, things in your pockets. And I said, well, I have my billfold. He said, take it out. He said, you have something else. I said, well, I have this, my boarding pass. It's paper. He said, take it out. He said, what else do you have in that other pocket? I said, I'm nothing. I don't think anything. Well, I forgot that I had a couple of pieces of candy and some coins in there, two dimes. And he said, take those out. Well, nobody told me, and my wallet too, I think I mentioned that. Nobody told me that I had to take every single thing. I'm paper and everything. Nobody told me that, folks. But because of that, because I had something in my pockets that showed up on that full body scan, this guy proceeded to basically frisk me. In fact, I don't think if I had been frisked by the police under arrest, I would have been frisked as thoroughly. Let me put it this way. If you want to understand what I mean by thorough, they don't pay this guy enough to do what he did to me. And when we got through, I said to the lady, and I said, because I didn't realize the degree to which this was going to happen. And it only happened because I didn't empty all the things in my pocket. And I said to the lady and to the guy who frisked me, I said, I don't like this. You guys are doing your job. I'm not mad at you, but I want you to know I don't like this. And that was my instantaneous reaction. And the guy and the lady said, what don't you like? And I pointed to the man and I said, what he just did to me. I don't like this. Folks, there's got to be a better way to protect us. There's got to be another way. If every time we go through an airport, we're subjected to that kind of an invasion of our privacy, then every time that happens, the terrorists win another part of this war. We've got to come up with a better way. But I will tell you this: here's the main thing to take away. When you go through those body scanners, turn your pockets inside out so you know there's nothing in them, because you might not mind being scanned, but you do not want to be frisked. Trust me on that one. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.